You are now listening to the Orgasm Network.
That's how winning is done.
Yo.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too.
Okay.
The bro down is over. Let's bro out.
Bro out.
Party people.
My laid back intro today.
The laid back intro.
It's
approach.
The laid back. It's not that. Hey, thanks for checking out. It's the hey, man. Let's ease into this.
Welcome
let's,
to What's Up, Bro.
Sunday. Sunday. Oh man,
Grave Digger.
That's the best one. That's from The Simpsons. The Simpsons had that shit too.
The Simpsons did they spoofed that stuff. But I fucking love Monster Jam. Like I love going to
the Monster Trucks. I've never been to a Monster Truck rally, but I would totally dig that. Hold on, before we keep going.
Yeah,
thank you for checking out What's Up, Bro. This is What's Up, Bro podcast. I am Nary Science, and of course, I'm talking to Mike Mercadal.
What's up, bro?
And so, anyways, yeah, I've never been to a Monster Truck Jam.
That's how laid back our intro was. That we almost didn't do it.
We almost didn't even do it. We're like, what? Let's just relax.
Nah, but for real, like I've gone, and that's something that I love. For some reason, I was big in the 80s when I was like a little kid, because I remember having like posters and books, like when they would have the book fair.
I think it's still big. I just think that's one of those things that doesn't. We outgrew it in the sense of.
I guess. Yeah.
The commercials for it, I'm sure, appear at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon when kids are watching TV.
It depends on when it comes to town. Like, they have it. Okay. It's dope. I love it because I've gone there when when they have it in the, like, the Bank Atlantic Center. Or what is it? The one in the Office Depot. It used to be Office Depot. I don't know what it is now.
The one where the Panthers play?
Yeah. Bank Atlantic Center. Okay, I've gone it when they do it inside, and then they've done it at Dolphin Stadium. And it's like two totally different things. They got the monster truck that the thing that turns into a dragon. They have the quad wars and the people on dirt bikes doing jumps and shit. Like it's a hell of a show. Like it's fun to watch, and it's loud and just crazy energy. And I took my little cousins there.
Do you think it's dope. Do you think it's scripted like WWE? Do you think it's like one of those things where like, all right, Gravedigger, you're gonna come out. And then you're going to woo the audience. And for a moment, it's going to seem as if you can't rev up. But then you're going
to
rev up and
just
you're going to smash those
add
cars.
Some drama to it. Add some drama. Yeah.
Oh, he can't do it.
Well, I've seen
he
it where...
He can't do it.
Oh, man, what was it? I'm trying to remember. It was a while
ago. You can say anything and it's going to be undisputed. It's going to be one of those things where you could be like, I saw a Gravedigger one time get his ass kicked by a junk car. I'm like, oh, cool.
Yeah, that's
fine.
No, they had one.
I have like, no frame of reference
they
here.
Because I guess they race around. Like, I've never, like, when you see how they do the points, it's like, come on. You know, like, that's got to be, you know, fixed. But there are times where there was one that, the wheel fell off. Like, it just literally, like, crunched down so hard when it landed that the wheel fell off. I don't think that was scripted. Like, someone loosened bolts.
Bro. Again, you're saying, I'm just saying, like, that's, you hope that it wasn't scripted because it was so, it's such an awesome moment.
Yeah, it was everyone.
However.
Yeah, losing their shit. Oh, my God.
I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying I wouldn't put it past them. All I'm saying. I wouldn't put it past them to try to, let's try to make this a better show and more dramatic.
I mean, it's crazy.
The wheel's going to come off and shit like
it's
that.
It's a crazy fun time, though. I mean. Because one of the things that we got to do was I got to take my little cousins into the paddock or whatever, like the pits, I guess. Outside, they have the trucks just set up. And those are – they are huge. Like when you think about them flying through the air, and they do. They catch crazy air. They have them do backflips and shit. It's a truck with gigantic wheels. Like there's no – it's not like a room – like it looks like far away, but they are driving these gigantic freaking things up a wall and doing a backflip. Like that's crazy.
Yeah, again, I've never been
so
to it, so
fun.
I can't share with you the enthusiasm.
Go,
I can't share.
I have a feeling that if I take you, you're just going to have one of those like, little kid moments.
I have a good time. You know, I hate to be like, I have a good time no matter where I go. But yeah. It's one of those things that I can't. I do have a good time wherever I go. It's just, you know, I'm not doubting it.
It is a rednecky thing. I mean, it's very red of neck there.
Well,
so,
yeah.
I mean, it's very. But, like, my family's Cuban, and my uncle's, like, the most Cuban redneck. He's a Cuban red. He's got an airboat.
You know
what's
weird? Because Jaja Cubans, and rednecks are very similar.
Yeah, like the Guajiros and the rednecks.
Yeah, the Guajiros and the rednecks are very similar. And it's funny because people are like, oh, they do the same shit.
It's the same shit. It's just a language between them.
It really is.
That's it.
They both like horses, right? They both like camping.
They both fish.
Fishing, camping, anything outdoors. Like, they love all that shit.
Yeah.
And they're the same people.
It's the same. Yeah, it's really the same people. Like, when you see an old-ass Cuban dude, like, with a fishing rod, you know, like, that's the same as an old-ass white dude just, you know, with a fishing rod. It's the same shit. It's just, they talk about the same crap. They talk about, they drink beer the same, and then they just don't speak the same language. I think we're uniting people. Like, I think we're bringing people closer together.
You're bringing in the gaps of society.
Yeah, like, we're bridging. We're uniting people.
Like, let's stop being racist, because at the end of the day, we're all
rednecks.
we're all rednecks, and we're all. This is one of those things where we could all share a can of
Budweiser
together.
Oh, yeah.
and some Budweisers.
A Budweiser in the can.
I'm sure. I'm telling you, it's one of those things where it's gonna happen. Anyways, I do want to say. I do want to say I'm masking the amount of excitement that I'm still glowing from.
Right.
From the Heat winning the championship.
Did something happen?
It's something. There's a little thing called the NBA Finals, and it's over. And there's a little team called the Miami Heat.
That's a thing.
Has a few followers on Twitter.
Yeah.
At Miami Heat. I don't know if you guys know about this. But we won the fucking championship. And this is the most, like, you don't understand. Like, it's been four straight days. This is Monday. We won it on Thursday. And it's been four straight days of, like, every day I get hyped about something. It's one of those things. Today was a parade. I didn't go.
So many people called out.
I try to get tickets to go to inside the arena and do the prep rally, the celebration. But they sold out so quickly. I think I still could have gotten it, but the thing is, I had to check with a couple of people. Like, hey, I was going to check with my wife and then check with my friends. And by the time that all happened, it sold out. Had I been selfish, I would have just put in for two tickets. I think I would have gotten it.
Yeah.
Because I follow the Miami Heat on Twitter, and I got the alert. Hey, tickets now on. And I'm like, all right. Yeah. But I checked with too many people, and I was being unselfish.
It was a huge, man. There was so many people on TV.
My wife TiVo'd it. She DVR'd it, and it was just fucking amazing.
Yeah, man. It was pretty dope. Like I don't – and we've established that I'm more football than – basketball, but I'm a hometown guy. Like, I love the home. You always root for the home team, you know. And the
not
Heat,
me.
You know,
not always, not the Dolphins.
No, oh God,
it's the only team I don't. Root. It's the only home team fight, that I don't root fight. The, but I'm a diehard Miami Heat fan. I'm a diehard Marlins fan. If the Panthers make it to the playoffs, I will root for the Panthers. I don't know shit about hockey.
They go to the playoffs.
They went to the playoffs this year. They don't go to the playoffs. It had been 12 seasons. Take it easy. They don't. For you to say they go, it's no. But I don't know shit about hockey, man. I've been to a few games. I've been to a few games, and they're fun, and I enjoy it. I don't know what the fuck is happening until the goal is scored.
Icing
and all that shit. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is all about.
You don't need to know the specifics. You just need to know, like,
Would like to know the specifics.
It adds to the game, but, like, if you still get it's still fun to watch hockey.
No, it's extremely fun, especially live. It's really, really fun.
I love watching live because
it's cold in there.
It's nice and chilly.
And I don't have to sweat bullets watching a fucking game. So I like that, one. And two, I don't like being the girl. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know shit about hockey. I'm like, what's going on? So what does icing mean?
Who's this guy?
So what does that mean? Is he good? Is that a good guy?
It's like watching a show that you watch religiously, and then the girl like let's watch it together.
Well, it's like everything else.
And it's like, who's this guy?
It's like every other, not to be a dick, but every other sport, you know what I mean? And it's like, I love my wife because she takes an interest in every sport that I like.
Yeah.
But she'll ask me, like, oh, what's happening here? What's happened there? Oh, why is the team in, what do they mean?
It gives you an excuse to talk?
And she goes, really? Well, she goes, it's not about excuse.
Surprise.
It's not an excuse to talk, asshole. You will know this if you had somebody in your life, Mike.
Oh.
All it is somebody who takes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. That hurt more than I thought it would.
Good. But that's what you get. All it is it's not that I like to talk. I'm not saying I don't. I'm just saying that when she asked me, it's fun because it's fun when somebody that's with you takes interest in what you're interested in.
Yeah.
If you ever find somebody who, after the first date of spending $100 on sushi and you get nowhere, if you ever go on a second date, and you spend another $200, I don't know, whatever you're going to spend on the second date, then you'll realize how much fun it is to have.
I went on a date, and the girl split it like with me, which was very nice.
That means she's not interested.
Okay.
That's just what
that's that means. Fine. That's we'll see what happens. Means.
That's not, that's the girl.
Is that really, is that, that's not really what well, that means.
And I'll say, my disclaimer will be this. This is actually a bit of mine on stage, an old bit, but it, I think it rings true. Women who pay for their half, I think subconsciously or consciously even, they're thinking, I don't want you to think that I owe you anything.
Right. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're I guess,
you're right, Mike. They're not interested. They're very interested in you, but they feel as if they don't want you to think that, that they owe you anything. So you're right.
I wouldn't want to date anyone that feels that that they owe me something.
Well, if they enjoyed your company and you and they allowed you to pay for it, then they would repay you
with sexual favors. Really? They're whores? Really?
No, they're not. Women are not like that. Women do not expect to be taken out on a nice day and shown a good time. No. And
they
no,
do. That's
and
fine.
And no woman has ever repaid a man who they are interested in for showing them a good time with sexual favors. That never happens.
No, unless, that happens a lot. I know that happens
so
a lot.
So thank you. They don't have to be whores.
A lot. But that's not a whore thing. But when you feel obligated, like that.
But it's not
like,
obligated.
I guess he bought me a steak.
It's not a matter of feeling obligated. It's a matter of not feeling to you that they owe you anything. So they want to make sure that you know.
So when they blow me, it's a choice that they made.
Yes. And when they pay, they're very either subconsciously or very consciously saying.
I've had dates that ended with sex that was split, first dates or second dates like that.
See, that's a whore. That's the difference.
I was with that girl for a long time.
That's a whore. And at the end of the day, was she not a whore?
Huh? No.
Is this the one that you were almost engaged to that left you, and then within
we
a year of you breaking up? Was that, married I'm and pregnant with somebody else?
I'm out of the picture.
But within the year of you guys breaking up, how long did you date for?
Like 2.5 years.
Okay, and then within the year of you guys breaking up, she was married and...
She was engaged and pregnant.
And pregnant. No, that's not a whore.
Yeah.
No. Well, I was totally wrong. Totally wrong. I apologize for
fuck
any...
That
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah.
That's so horrible.
But you made it seem like... You're like, I've had first
the
dates.
The relationship was fine.
Apparently not to her.
Everything but the end was bad.
Everything but the end.
It ended when it should.
The funny thing is that she thought it should have ended earlier. And you thought you guys should have got engaged.
Well, yeah.
But everything else was great.
Hey, it's not... Fuck her for lying to me to convincing me everything was fine. Fuck her. I thought things were going swimmingly.
Well, that's probably what the problem was, is that you use words like swimmingly to describe what's going on.
All right.
Anyways,
back to the fucking heat.
Back to the heat. The heat won. And I'm very excited. I'm very ecstatic. And I very seldomly listen to AM radio. Like it's one of those things where it almost never happens. The only times it does happen is when I'm driving back from a gig and I'm trying to make it back home in time to finish watching the movie.
Yeah,
in between.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to the score, whatever. Yeah. But sports talk radio to me is the most boring shit in the world.
When it's not showing the game.
No. Like, yeah, when it's not doing play-by-play. I'm talking about sports talk radio. That's not sports talk.
That shit drives me crazy.
So I'm not a sports talk radio fan. I know saying this into a podcast.
Yeah.
And I see the irony. The irony is not above me. I get that. But Dan Le Batard, he's on ESPN Radio.
Well, he's the Heat guy.
Yeah. Well, he's not the Heat guy. He's a Miami guy.
He's a Miami guy, but
he's not the Heat guy.
He was the one that did when we got LeBron. He did the whole speech. You know, that whole rant.
Right. Well, he does.
We got him at a discount.
Well, he does rants every so often.
Right.
And the only rants I know of, and maybe I'm wrong because again I'm not a diehard AM listener fan, but the only rants I know about are the Miami Heat rants. And he does rants for different reasons. Yes, he did a rant when we got LeBron, and he did a rant when we went to the finals last year, and he did a rant when we won the Eastern Conference Finals against Boston this year, which was a phenomenal rant. I mean, that was one of my favorites.
I don't listen.
Yeah, I don't listen, but when my friends in the daily email thread say, hey, the new Rat will be on at 3 o'clock. I fucking tune in.
Yeah.
Because the Rat is the only thing that I want. The only thing that I want to hear from AM radio. The only thing that I think is good. I want to hear the fucking Rat. Yeah. So they've posted this on YouTube.
If I was more into the stats and specifics and stuff, I probably would listen to more. But I like games. Like, I
well,
like
here's the thing. I don't. Sports talk radio to me is a conversation amongst your friends that you it's the same conversation you have with your friends,
right?
Except you don't, I don't have a fucking input, you know what
right
I mean?
Right, right.
So what I mean,
it's like being a ghost.
It's exactly. So now I'm agreeing or disagreeing with somebody's opinion, because they're all fucking opinions. All of them are opinions, right? Right? It doesn't matter whether they give you stats or not. Oh, this team is hungrier than that team.
Yeah,
or they don't want it. They don't want
all
it's fucking
work.
Opinions. It's yeah. What it is, which is what makes, which is what is the appeal to some people.
Sure.
To me, I'm, because I like to talk, as it's been established,
uh-huh.
I don't like listening to something that I can't put my input in. And people are going to be like, well, you could call in. I don't want to have to fucking call in. I want to be able to participate. And then here's the thing. Even
and
if you call
I'll just
in,
hang out with my friends and
yeah,
be like,
that's exactly
same
what
shit.
We do. Me and my friends send email threads. And then my friends would send an email and be like, hey, they were talking about this on the radio today. What do you guys think? And we'll all
you
do
all
the same shit.
It.
That they do on the radio, but if, I'm involved.
To the point where if one of your friends went off on a rant, you'd be like, shut the fuck. Like, the one of these rants yeah. in person would be very off-putting.
Well,
like, shut up.
It wouldn't be, because these rants are very funny.
Yeah,
they have nothing to do with stats. They're not, like,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? It's one of those things where it's very funny. So it's I want to play the rant, the championship rant that Dan Le Batard did on 790 ESPN. I think it's ESPN, I'm pretty
790
sure.
790 The Ticket.
Yes, but it's ESPN brand. I'm pretty positive.
ESPN okay. Radio?
Yeah,
sure.
It is. So let's go ahead and play the rant.
The Miami Heat are the biggest disappointment in sports. I hope they are uncomfortable. I hope they are stressed. I hope they are embarrassed.
Actually, I love being this man. I can't even
because
front.
They have flagrantly failed to live up to expectations. There is so many things that they have done wrong. I wanted another commercial where LeBron
Skip
says,
Bayless
like
a
good neighbor, stay
yeah, Skip
with
Bayless.
The clutch gene, because he doesn't have any clutch gene.
You don't just roll out people and win basketball games.
Is Miami done?
Yes.
Finished. So, wow. So
it's over.
You guys came out there jumping on stage like idiots. So quit whining and bitching like a little girl.
I don't believe they want it bad enough.
What holes are you guys exploiting on this defense?
Them complaining and crying to referees in transition.
LeBron James was made for the regular season, but come postseason time. He's the most
yeah.
overrated, overhyped superstar
the,
in my history in this business. Like, seriously. Sorry.
Take that with you!
They're not what they were sold to be.
They're certainly not winning an NBA World Championship. Not only is this series over, everything's over for Miami.
Stugatz, how do you spell the name of Oklahoma City's star?
It's the fucking best.
D-U-R-A-N-T. Well, you got to get rid of the D because Oklahoma City doesn't play any of that. You got to get rid of the U because he plays for Miami. He doesn't play for Oklahoma City. So what does that leave you?
That leaves you with rant.
What is that?
R-A-N-T.
What is that?
That's
rant.
Funny.
Give it to me!
Yeah!
Give it to me!
Yeah!
Give it to me! Again!
Yeah!
What's Miami saying to Bill Simmons right now? Tell us how our ass to his taste! LeBron just stuck a footnote way up your... Choklahoma City! Choklahoma City! And now your hearts are Brooklahoma City! You put your oil in barrels! We put our oil on women! Where's LeBron eat, Stugatz? Where's he eat?
Tell me, Dad!
At Perkins!
At Perkins.
John Barry was traded for Allah Abdul Nabi!
No way!
You stole the Sonics! We'll steal your chronic! We traded Wade, fired Spo, and tore up the blueprint 7 games ago!
I did that.
Hey, Bobby! What do you have to say to the national media?
They can kiss my old Cuban ass.
Give it to me again! Give it to me again! Give it to me again! Kendrick Perkins played the last 3 games with a pulled groin!
This is awesome.
LeBron is going to spend his entire ever getting his groin pulled. Not one, not two, not three, not four. LeBron wasn't counting championships. He was looking through your arena for a total number of teeth.
Oh, no.
Mike Miller broke your back with a broken back. His back is broken. Spinal. Eddie Curry has more rings than Barkley. I get buckets. Doodle jump. How many lottery picks does Cleveland have? Not one, not two, not three, not four. Hey, Poppy, what do you have to say to the national media?
They can kiss my old Cuban ass.
Give it to me again.
Yeah.
Give it to me again. Give this it to me again.
That's so well done. Like, so good.
Oklahoma so good. Is known for tornadoes that blow everything around. Miami is known for women who do that. Oklahoma has tons of natural gas. Miami has so much more artificial ass. We have a beach, you know. We have hot models, you know. We have a trophy, you know.
Damn.
You do have that boomer schooner thing, though, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
Mo Cheeks. Is that an assistant coach or what Norris Cole says during a table dance at Tootsie's?
That's fucking great,
my voice is done, Sukkot.
I can tell, Dad.
Carry yourself, Poppy. What do you have to say to the national media?
They can't tease my old Cuban ass.
Dad, I am not going to let you stop. This is a chance. I got nothing left.
No, this is a championship rant. You have never called for a fourth rant.
I got cramps.
You got to dig deep, Dan. You got to dig deep. You got to give it to him one more time. Just one more time. It's a championship rant.
Give it to me again. You don't get to do this that often. Give it to me.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
Miami's team has onions. Oklahoma City's team has nunions. And now our team has onion rings. Oklahoma City has nunion rings.
Nunion rings.
That belt that Kevin Durant wears, that belt, it's very thin. It's a very thin belt. LeBron James couldn't even get that around his dong. Okay, City. Okay, Phil. Impino Jackson. Eric Spolster. Impino Jackson. I'm hopping around on one leg. Here's two guys.
Dan did the last stanza on one leg. He's my personal LeBron James.
Bobby, tell him what you think of the national media.
They can't tease my old Cuban ass.
Oh, my goodness.
Fucking greatness. Greatness. Like, his rants are great. So that's the only time I tune in. So that was, if you guys have heard it before, if you listen to this, chances are you don't mind listening to it again.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
if you haven't listened to it
give
before,
it to me again. Like,
you're welcome.
That to me is the moment when, like, if you're a sports guy and, like, he's known for being, like, a hometown, like he's a Miami guy and he does, like, he says outlandish shit a lot.
Actually, Dan Lambert, I've heard him before. He talks very, like, candidly about, like, he'll talk about how bad the fans are in Miami, but he'll say it like it is. And he's not, yeah, he's a hometown guy, but he's not one to be like, Miami has the best fans in the world. Like, he's very like, no, when we got LeBron, I remember him saying, what Miami does very well is we do the spectacle very well.
Yeah.
We do that. We don't do the support your team. We do the support what's hot right now, and this is hot right now. And he was like very like candid about that, and I was like, oh shit. All
it's
right.
True. I mean, it's true.
No, I'm it's not. 100% it's not debating. True. I'm not debating.
And then also, like, someone was saying that someone at work today, they were showing the big festivities, all the big party that was going on at the American Airlines, and they made some announcements in Spanish, and they started playing a Spanish song, and they're like, oh look, the Hispanics, yeah, they're catering to the Hispanics. I'm like, what do you think?
Yeah, you have to.
They're like, oh, but Hispanics are getting like this, like that, basketball, and I'm like, the Hispanics like a party.
Yeah,
we like a festive event.
Not only that, but this is no longer, and not to get First of all, I heard a stat today that said that these finals were they attracted the most Hispanic viewers than any other sporting event, than any other finals in the past. Obviously not including soccer. We're talking about American sports. One. And two, this is not your, like, Hispanics nowadays are not like when we were kids. When you and I were kids, Mike, and the adults that were 30 years old, 40 years old,
yeah,
they didn't know any English. And what's happening now, the Hispanics nowadays that love sports, we speak English very well, but we also like
Latin still
music.
Hispanic.
We still like Spanish music. And I'm look, man, my iTunes is, you know, I'm sure 90%.
Your iTunes is fucking crazy. It's
90%
stuff.
English, I was going to say. But, you know, I could go to the stadium right now, and if you put a Spanish jam on, fucking Latin music, I'll be dancing to that shit too.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, you know what I mean? It's not the old days where it was like, oh, they're catering to their Hispanic market. Well, yeah, the Hispanic market is the English speaking market too.
Yeah, it's
both
just
that
now.
We actually now also, you know, it's mixed.
Well, I mean,
what do you think is going to happen? Miami. Yeah.
Like, we have a gigantic, huge Hispanic population.
That's why Ozzie got in trouble for what the fuck he said. Yeah. It's because we have a Hispanic market.
It's like if you go to, like, Texas or California, and you're like, oh, look at all these Mexicans getting involved in debate. You know, it's like, what?
What are Mexican people like baseball at Dodger Stadium? Yeah, fucker.
Yeah, yes.
It's called the Left Field Pavilion. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it's called. Fuck out of here.
That shit's good.
So I'm hyped. I'm super psyched.
I'm very excited. I was very pumped. Thursday was like, man, we went to watch a game. We were all out. My friends were at a bar. And then we won. And then I'm like, oh, man, everyone's going to forget it's Thursday. They have to work tomorrow.
Well, smart people asked for. I had friends who asked for the day off and stuff like that. You know what sucks? I had a get together here with some of the franchise members, and they came over. And, you know, there's like four or five of us, and we're watching a game, and we're having a good time. We order pizza and all this shit. We're having a blast, right? They leave like at 1 o'clock in the morning, right? 12:30, 1 o'clock. And my
After
wife...
After the banging of cazuelas.
Well, we don't do that. We're not... None of us are Cuban. So the ones who came over were... None of us were Cuban. The ones that were here. So.
You just don't get it, man. You just need to bang some pots and pans.
Yeah, I don't get that. I really don't get that.
That had to have started with the Marlins,
it did,
right?
It did.
That started with the Marlins, and all of a sudden it was like, everybody's doing this,
well,
right?
It's not going to start with the Dolphins, because that would have been 40 years ago.
Yeah. But like when the Marlins went to the World Series in 97,
yeah,
it was literally like, that's what everybody did. Like, yeah, we're going to bang some pots and pans.
Well, I don't think it was planned. I don't think people go, we're going to bang some pots and pans. Yeah. I think people just went to the cameras, the news crews were at Hialeah. And people were so shocked because I think it came so unexpectedly.
Yeah, like so fast.
And we're like, oh, the Marlins are in the fucking show. What's going on?
Yeah.
And they just got the anything that makes noise, and that was pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
And so when that came out in the news, it started that tradition where the next time that they were in the World Series, you know, 6 years later, they're like, we're going to bang on some pots and pans.
And then they did it for every winning team, every win, like every big win is going to get pots and pans now.
Yeah.
Like, so, that's the thing now.
That and going to La Carreta. So, that's what...
When I was driving home from the game, from where we were watching, I drove right past, like, 8th Street and Lejeune.
Right.
Like, Gaiocho area. And, bro, it was hectic. I stopped to get gas, because it was bumper to bumper. Like, all of a sudden, everyone's like, let's go outside and hang outside of our cars.
It's not
windows.
All of a sudden. It's... They won the fucking championship.
Yeah, they won the game, right.
It's not all of a sudden. It's like, hey.
No, but it is like.
It's a very specific time. When the game ends.
When the game ends.
We will all go out on the street. And you were like, I'm going to go and do it.
And so I stopped there some guy's car broke down, so I was helping him out. And so we were there waiting for the tow truck. And and this is like the paramedic in me, because I was literally, you know, people hanging out of car windows in the back of pickup trucks. And I'm like, that's dangerous.
That's right.
I hope nobody falls.
I always laugh when I see people like, in the people on pickup trucks in the back bed, like, and people are like, that's not safe, that's not. And I just remember now, granted, I haven't been back to Nicaragua like in 15 years, but I just remember going back to Nicaragua, and everybody, first of all, it's very, they have a lot of hills up there,
and
dirt roads. And on top of that, not only do people sit in the cabin, they sit like at dirt, like the best seat in the house, like calling shotgun is like getting the corner of the bed where one foot is outside and the other foot is inside, and you're holding. That's like the fucking shotgun. And I remember this going like, "No, I called it. I got the corner, and I'm like this shit."
I called the most dangerous position.
But it's funny to me how people now, like I hear people go like, "That's dangerous. They shouldn't be outside. Those people, those guys that mow the lawn, they shouldn't be outside like that."
Well, that used to be like you let the kids ride in the back.
Yeah.
On a hot day, you know, like if you're like, I remember one of my friend's dads had a pickup truck, and we would just be like, "Hey, you guys want to ride in the back?" Yeah.
Why not?
Why?
Gas is cheap. Who cares?
Yeah. Back when they were just throwing around gas. Yeah, like they were just
throwing around like, hey, I got $1.35 gallon here. Let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
Nowadays, like, people are like,
I filled up my tank with $10. Let's go cruise around.
Remember that shit when your friends would give you $20? Like, yeah, I'll give you $20 if you give me a ride and back from like, yeah, that's cool. Don't worry about it. Nowadays, somebody gives you $20. They go, yeah. So you just want me to drop you off? Is that what you're saying? And I'm not going to go. All right.
And now it's like, hey, man, can you come pick me up at the airport? It's like, dude, it'd be cheaper for you to just get a cab.
Yeah, I think at this point, you're better off. Anyway, so I'm so excited about the fucking Heat, man. Yeah, I really am. I'm excited about that. Did you watch the old school picks?
The old school? Mine, yeah. Oscar and I didn't watch. Shit, I wrote it down. What was it? We do this every time.
No, it's not. I know exactly what it is. It's No Retreat, No Surrender.
That was the one from before. That was the one.
But you still haven't watched that.
No, I can't find it. I tried to download it. I couldn't get it. I actually did try to download it.
That's
but your pick. Your pick.
Yeah.
But your pick from last week. Which one was that one?
My pick from last week was Raising Arizona.
Raising Arizona. I'd seen it. I don't like that movie. We discussed this.
Oh, by the way, I've talked to a few friends of mine, and they all agree you're crazy.
I don't
not liking Raising Arizona.
I don't
cult classic.
That's a cult classic. That means it speaks to a specific group of people.
Yes, but the only cult classic that I don't like, honestly, is Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah,
that's the only cult classic that I'm like.
Oh, it's a musical. Musicals either hit you or they don't.
Okay, speaking of musicals, my wife. We went to the movie theater this past weekend, me and my wife, and I wanted to see either Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer.
We'll talk about it. I saw it. It's great.
Or I wanted to see, but I knew she wasn't going to mean this. She doesn't like, I don't like horror movies.
Right.
She doesn't like anything resembling horror movies. So if it has vampires in it, unless they're teenagers and they're trying to, you know...
Unless they're sexy vampires. They don't like monster vampires.
Yeah, they don't like actual vampires.
She doesn't like actual vampires.
Yeah, she just likes the love story that happens to be with a vampire backdrop. But she doesn't like actual vampires. She doesn't like, you know, or anything. So I didn't want... I could have made her watch it. I could have been like, no, we're going to go watch this movie. And she would have been okay with it. She really would have. But I didn't want to be a dick, right? So I said, let's go watch The Huntsman. The Snow White and The Huntsman. It's been out a couple weeks.
Right.
We're going to go watch it. And we'll do that. And so we went there. We went in line. It's been out a few weeks, and it wasn't doing great at the box office. So I didn't think to buy tickets ahead of time, and they sold out.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Right. This is on a Saturday. Yes. Yeah,
and it's night. it's already weeks old.
It's 3 weeks old. Yeah.
That's, yeah.
And I intentionally picked that movie because I go, this is the movie that it's been out a few weeks. It's not. It wasn't like doing great at the box. Like in my mind, I go, I don't have to buy tickets ahead of time, which is the reason why I picked.
Right.
So then I'm in the line to buy popcorn and soda, and she's in the line to buy the tickets, and she's like, "Hey, they're sold out. What do you want to watch?" Oh. So she's going through the list of all the movies that she wants to watch, and then I was like, "No, I don't want to watch that one. What about that one?" And then
Brave.
My other thing was no. I wanted to watch Brave as well. However, it was the day after its release, so it's a brand new movie. So we're gonna have to make a line outside just to get in for seats. Like, and yeah, I hate
there's
fucking
a whole strategy
that.
To
like,
going to the movies.
I hate fucking doing that. Like, that's why I like that movie theater where you get to pick your seats ahead of time because I don't have to make a line. If I get there 5 minutes before the movie, I'm still gonna get seats that
you're still
I know.
Gonna get your seat. Exactly.
So, but we didn't go to that theater, so I didn't want to do that. Long story short, or short story long, I guess. At this point, she goes. They have Rock of Ages. And I go, fuck it, man. Let's watch Rock of Ages.
Did you see me in it?
So then I did not see you in it.
Damn.
I went to go see Rock of Ages. And I'll start off by saying this. One, I've seen musicals before in the past, and I've enjoyed them. I have actually, I'm that dude. I will actually enjoy a musical.
I've enjoyed a few, not a lot.
No, I for the most part, the musicals I've seen in movies, in actual movies, okay. I've enjoyed.
Right.
I don't recall seeing a musical that I didn't like as a movie, except for Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I didn't even know was a musical because honestly, I was so like not into the movie. So quickly that I didn't even realize it was a music. Like there was no music.
You were just like, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm fucking done. I'm not watching this shit. This is like change of channel. It was when I was on TV, so change the channel. I've watched musicals. There were times where years ago where I was single, and I was like, I want to go to the fucking movie, and I don't care about going to the movie theaters by myself. I really don't care.
Right.
Even as recently as Cowboys and Aliens. I went to see that movie by myself because my wife didn't want to go see it during the week, in the middle of the week, and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna go.
That's all right. If you got nothing to do during the day, I genuinely don't.
People don't understand how much time comics have throughout the fucking day, throughout the afternoon. We just, I'll go watch fucking.
Yeah, you just end up seeing all kinds of random crap, or you know.
So with that said, I've seen Chicago. I went to go see Chicago by myself in the movie theater. Fucking loved Chicago. That was a great movie. Mm-hmm. I've seen Moulin Rouge. That was an awesome
Moulin Rouge
movie.
I actually really
fucking
liked.
Awesome.
Yeah, I really like that movie.
I love that movie. It was great. All these musicals that I could go off, man, fucking West Side Story to this day, it's the shit.
It's still pretty good.
It's fucking great. It's
still pretty good.
It's great. So with that said, I would tell you, in all fairness, that Rock of Ages sucked a tremendous cock.
Really?
It was so terrible. Fucking horrible.
Wow.
It was so horrible. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you a stat that I learned last week before watching a movie. And I thought, that's an interesting stat. One, it did horrible opening weekend at the box office. But that same weekend, the album was number one on the charts.
Oh.
And I was like, that's weird. Because normally people who go watch the movie go buy the album. And if the album's
doing good.
No, but all
the songs are...
They're all 80s.
They're all 80s rock songs.
So I'll tell you this. When I was watching the movie, I was like, can you just get to the next fucking song, please?
Like, it's just a lot of bullshit in between.
No, it's horrible acting in between.
Really?
Really?
But there's good people.
Really bad acting.
Wow.
Really bad acting. Really bad. The story sucks.
I wish people could see the face. You could be like, please understand.
Look
please.
At me. Look at the fucking
feel
intensity
my anger.
In which I'm telling you. It is really bad acting. First, Tom Cruise doesn't have a role. Like, doesn't have a big role in it at all. He sings a few songs here and there, but it's not.
It's not his movie. Yeah, it's not a Tom Cruise. All right, movie.
It's these two kids. These two the young people.
Julianne Hough, the blonde one that was on our hot chick tournament thing.
Right. She's a horrible actress.
She's bad.
She's a bad actress.
She's very pretty.
She's of course she's stunning. hence why she's in the movie. And the only one who did worse than her is her romantic interest, her other lead in the movie.
The two leads suck. Terrible.
The two leads suck, but the dude was so. I mean, they were just bad. They were just fucking bad. It was just cheesy. Not in a good way cheesy, because I like cheesy, but not
yeah,
in a good way.
Yeah, we've established that.
And the movie was bad. The fucking music was great. This is how upset I was at the movie. First of all, I almost fell asleep twice.
Wow, really?
Almost fell asleep twice. I have never fallen asleep in a movie theater. Ever fallen asleep in a movie theater. I almost fell asleep in this movie twice. So I had to go. I had to like kind of shake it off. I'm gonna go to the bathroom and go take a piss.
Like,
and
I hope I don't miss anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna go take a piss. Like, do you really need to go? No, I don't. But I really want to.
I need to get the blood flowing back to my brain.
Yes. So one, and two, it's a musical. About 80s rock music or 80s music in general. And the lead, her name and her character's name is Sherry.
Oh, shit.
You would think they would have the fucking song Oh, Sherry.
Yes.
No.
That song? Really?
No. They don't have that fucking song.
Oh, Sherry.
I'm telling you.
Hold
the whole time
on.
I was like, when I first saw her name, and the first scene of the movie,
God,
you see her on a bus. Going from what we learned later, Oklahoma to LA, and she has a suitcase full of albums, like records.
Right.
And they're all.
Because she loves music.
Yeah, and she got them autographed by the bands, and they're all autographed. Sherry. I chuckled to myself when I saw Sherry. I go, they're good. Like,
they have to
like,
play that song.
Oh, Sherry. Like, that's what I thought.
fucking no.
Not once.
Not once.
Not even a little bit.
Not even a little
bit. That's part of another montage.
Not even nothing. I'm telling you. I was looking at this like, why aren't they playing this song? Why are they not playing this song? And then my wife was like, maybe it was too on the nose. I'm like, this whole fucking movie's been too on the nose. The this movie is
This sucked. Movie is up your nose.
Ah.
Wow.
The movie sucked, man. The movie sucked.
The only reason and I want to see this is to see if I come out of
but
it.
But I love the music.
Yeah.
I had there's a dude that when I was teaching the comedy classes, he came out in it. And he came out in the movie. I saw him in the movie.
Like a bunch.
He was a backup dancer
for
the guy. But you could see him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, no, that's him. That's clearly him. Yeah, that's clearly the guy. No, I was pointing to my wife. I'm like, that guy right there in the head, red band. Yeah, that's him right there. And
that's funny, dude.
Whatever, man. I just think it's like I kept laughing at every scene. They had a couple scenes at the Hollywood sign, the Hollywood, the one on the famous Hollywood sign. And if you are from South Florida, you know they filmed that down here. And the Hollywood sign was actually a makeshift sign that they had that they made, obviously a smaller version of it,
right,
on top of the garbage,
Mount Trashmore.
Yeah, the trash that they had,
the landfill.
Yeah, the landfill that they have here in Broward, and they actually had it there. So every scene that I would see them on the sign, I was like, man, you really want to get out of there right now because that place stinks like fucking
that place. That sounds garbage. Like a horrible like, place to be.
But they were like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Whatever. And then whatever line they would say, I would tailor make it to be like, you know, I don't know if I belong here. And they're talking about L.A., but I'm like, because we're on garbage.
It's a landfill.
We're on garbage. We should probably.
I feel like I'm getting hepatitis right now.
I just stepped on a broken needle. And I don't feel good right now.
I'll tell you what, man. That's the thing that you learn about South Florida. Anything taller than a hill is usually made of garbage.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, there's no mountains here. So when they filmed it down here, I'm like, doesn't California have mountains?
Yeah.
I was like, how are you going to CG that shit?
So, it's a bad movie. So thank you for bringing up musicals. But anyways, going back to cult classics, the only cult classic that I didn't like was
Oscar. Rocky. I watched it again. Oscar still holds up.
Oscar's great. Oscar's you knew it was great. You could have watched No Retreat, No Surrender.
I can't find it. I could not get it to download. I looked once and I was
all right. So what's your pick this week?
My pick this week, because you kind of said something about Vince Vaughn last episode where I don't have to watch anything Vince Vaughn's in, and I challenge you.
Vince Vaughn. I'm trying to remember who Vince Vaughn is, really. Honestly.
Like, Vince Vaughn from The Breakup, from Wedding Crashers. All right. Yeah. Now,
I don't have to watch anything of Vince Vaughn. No, I'll tell you right now, I think the only really great movie, a really good movie, I'll say really good, I won't say great, I'll say really good movie that I like that he was in. He wasn't a big part of was Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I love that.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Well, if you want to see the origins of Vince Vaughn and you have to watch
early stuff was good.
You have to watch Swingers.
Yeah, that was good.
That's my old school pick because that's not on cable that much. I never see it on. Ever.
Any other movies that I mean that's just I don't know. That's
what do you mean?
A layup. That's one of those like or it's a slam dunk where I'm like, yeah, okay.
That movie still has some of the best scenes.
Yeah, but it's not a secret. There's a lot of fucking people who've seen Swingers. It's not. I'll give you an example of that. I watched, and this was. I was gonna go with this as my pick, and I didn't because of what I just finished saying about Swingers. I, for the first time ever, just saw last night True Romance.
Oh well, yeah.
I had never seen it. And I'm like, to be honest with you, I fucking faked it with a few people. They're like, dude, isn't True Romance awesome? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It reminds me of this other movie I have seen.
It was like, oh, man. And they were like, yeah, when Tarantino, he wrote it, you know. And I'm like, yeah, you know what Tarantino movie is good? One that I've seen.
Immediately.
One that I've seen. Like I've never even told people that I did see it, but I wouldn't tell them that I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Do you like True Romance? You know which one I do like is better is another movie that I have seen.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. So I saw it yesterday. Cool movie. I thought it was a good movie. I was going to name it my old school pick of the week. And I was like, it's kind of one of those things where it's kind of known. It's kind of like a Bronx Tale. You go,
Shit, that is a good... Well,
it's fucking known. People know about
known?
It. It's
all not, right.
I guess, I don't know. There's a difference between it's known...
Are you going to veto my pick? Can you?
I'm not vetoing. Are we vetoing I'm not vetoing pick? Your pick. I just go, okay... All right.
Okay. I challenge that. It's still one of my favorite movies. Well, the lead guy's name is Mike.
Yeah,
he's trying to be a comedian, and he's
Vince doesn't going make a movie.
Vince Vaughn makes
Favreau makes the movie.
Favreau makes the movie. Yeah, literally, Favreau wrote it.
Figuratively,
yeah, literally. He wrote that movie.
Figuratively and literally.
But there's so much of Vince Vaughn. The scenes that Vince Vaughn, he fucking steals the show. Like he's the your money, baby. You see, it's like you're so fucking money, and you don't even know it. Like that whole scene. I remember in the '90s. Everyone I knew talked about that.
I just remember thinking, I really want to know about the Favreau character.
They address it.
He's
a great character in that story.
My point is, yeah. Normally when somebody steals the scene, as they say, what?
Let me see. You're not coming out.
Normally when somebody is that that's kind of me. All right. So normally when somebody says steal the scene, the character interests them so much that I'm like, oh, I want to see. You know what I mean? Give you a perfect example of stealing scenes. The penguins in Madagascar, to me.
Yeah, they've spawned their own.
Yeah. But it was even before that, actually, the whole thing even happened. I was like, let's go back to the penguins, guys. That shit was hilarious. Let's go back to the fucking penguins. And I don't see that with Vince Vaughn. He's not penguin materials. It's a good movie. I'm not going to take anything away from Vince Vaughn. And I'm not even saying I dislike Vince Vaughn. He's just the same character in every fucking movie, and I, at this point, I've gotten it.
But that's the thing, is that this was the inception of the whole thing.
Great.
I like it.
Ever since then, I think it's a great movie. I like it, too. I like the movie. I just don't see Vince Vaughn as I need to see this movie for Vince Vaughn.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
But the movie itself is the old school pick, not Vince Vaughn. And I'll say that there's a lot of people, if you're younger... If you're like I'm 30, you're 30. If you know you're younger and you haven't heard of this movie, this is where all of that Vince Vaughn
comes.
Maybe you've
heard of it and haven't seen it.
It's worth
like
a watch.
I had with True Romance.
Yeah,
I heard of it. I just hadn't seen it.
Like when I talk about Swingers and that. Oh, you know what reminds me of this? I'd be like, don't you try and stick away from this movie.
Stick away. Have you seen? First of all, let's put our cards on the table. Have you fucking seen it? No, Swingers is good. I like Swingers.
So you were gonna go with True Romance, which I think is a great old school pick.
I don't know. It's what honorable mention, I guess. I think it's a good movie. I think it's a really good movie. There's it's weird that it's directed by Ridley Scott or Tony Scott. I think it's Ridley. I'm pretty sure.
Isn't it Tony Scott?
Maybe. This is the fucking. They're very similar styles. They have.
I guess
Tony has a crazier style in the sense of he directed. A couple Men on Fire and shit like that where they were, you know, offbeat. But it doesn't seem as if it's a Scott movie. It wasn't like the way when I first saw the credits, I was like, holy shit, everybody's in this fucking movie.
First of all,
Christopher Walken scene, phenomenal. Great. I mean, that goes
without
saying. I have
to watch Jerome. I'm definitely watching that one again.
It's one of those things, but I was so disappointed that he only came out in one scene.
Yeah, because
that one scene is fucking great. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But I was like, why? Can you come out again? Like, you're the boss.
Where's his movie?
Yeah, where's that?
That would be a great fucking movie.
So True Romance is an honorable mention, I guess. But I'm going to go with the Zapped.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Zapped. Zapped is my old school pick of the week.
Scott Baio.
Oh, man. At the height of his Scott Baio-ness.
That guy must have had like pussy falling on him from buildings. Like,
dude,
just
did you see his reality TV show?
No, but I heard it was like really good.
It was really good. It was 40. Scott Baio, 40 and single, or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
And he is. He went back like as part of his procedure because he was like a commitment fold, but he had a girlfriend that he wanted to, like he was thinking about, you know, proposing to.
Yeah,
but. He didn't know, like, he was just scared. So he went to a therapist, and the therapist was like, the best way to go about it is go through all your past relationships and apologize to all your past relationships. This dude.
Really?
You see him visiting former Playboy model after former Playboy model after fucking former Playboy model.
He was Charles in charge, dude, of course.
He just got so much pussy. It was insane. Like, pussy that's still great right now. Pussy that's 45-year-old pussy, but 20... I mean, it's still great now. As a 45-year-old snatch, it looked great. 20, it must have been outrageous.
Like,
it
was I can only imagine. Like, I can only imagine, like, all the stuff that you don't hear about from back in the day because there was no Twitter. YouTube or Twitter or shit.
No Twitter.
Like, you, like, there camera was no. Phones. Yeah, there was no. That's, I think, the real thing, the camera phone. I think that has redefined people.
I want to get that guy in a commercial. You see that commercial, like, hey, my name is so-and-so, and
I invented
Instagram, and I invented, you know, whatever. I invented the camera phone. I want to go to that guy and be like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
You fucked up so many dudes. Thanks to you. Tiger Woods is fucking sucked for golf now. Thanks to you.
Thanks to you. Michael Richards, Kramer no longer has the comedy career.
Thanks to you. Stupid girls all over the country, all over the world have sent fucking...
Are naked on the internet somewhere. Famous women.
So I guess I'm saying thank you. No, thanks.
That's fun, man.
I appreciate that, man. Hey. Thanks for looking out, man. Thanks for looking out.
I love you, man. You've changed my life.
Yeah, he's changed my life, man. So I'm gonna go with Zapped and Scott Baio and his.
For those of you who don't know what that movie is, that Scott Baio, well, he gets struck by lightning.
I don't recall how he got his powers,
but then it doesn't matter. But then he gets these powers of telekinesis,
yes.
And he can move shit with his mind.
That's a better way to say it to our audience.
I said both terms.
I know. But it's like telekinesis, and I know some people are like, "What the fuck?" And there were some people that did this. Wait, which one was that again? Like they were like, "What X-Men power is that?"
Which X-Men has that?
And then they were like, "And then you said move stuff with his mind." He goes, "Ah, okay, I get it.
Got it. So, but then he
or Charles Xavier, whatever. That's fine.
But he's telepathic,
and he can move shit with his mind.
Can he?
Yes.
I thought he could just control minds and read minds.
And he could move shit with him. How do you think he gets around on his hover wheelchair? It's true. He moves it with his fucking mind. Hover wheelchair. It's not even a wheelchair. It's a hover chair.
Because
there's no wheels. And we're talking about in the comic books, people. There are some people like, no, it has wheels. Yes, in the movies.
Yeah,
it has wheels. In the comics, it does not.
All right. So then, of course, it streams into like, yeah, let's see how many clothes he could rip off. Like, I remember that party scene at the end where he goes crazy.
Look at that DVD cover. It's on DVD, by the way.
Holy shit, it is on DVD.
It's only $8 on Amazon.
Nice. Everybody go buy Zapped. Suddenly, Scott Baio's going to get a check.
Zapped.
With residuals from Amazon purchase. People are like, what the fuck is that?
Why is everybody buying Zapped?
He's going to call us. He's like, hey, can I come on your podcast?
And we're gonna be like, nah, man.
I'm like, Scott, dude. Come on, dude. Let it go, bro.
It's over. Yeah. Let it go. It's over. I follow him on Twitter.
I would, if Scott Baio asked to be on the show,
I would pay that motherfucker. I would beg him.
I would be like, whatever. Yes.
Yeah. Let's do that. I would just, you know, you can sacrifice a couple of dates, a couple $100, fly him over.
Sure. Yeah. Three dates, and that's it.
And he's in.
I spent $200.
So my pick is Zapped. I haven't seen him in years, over a decade. But
man, there's certain scenes that I remember so vividly of that movie. Yeah, man,
it's a classic '80s gratuitous nudity.
It's a titty comedy.
Yeah, it's thank you. That's the best way to say
it. That's what it's like. It's like when Porky's and all those like fun, like, hey, look at how crazy
I was gonna in the spirit of Zapped. I also had another old school pick, but I'll just say it now.
Is it an honorable mention?
It's an honorable mention in the sense of it's a titty comedy. It's an 80s raunchy titty comedy. It's a Hamburger University.
I don't know that one.
Oh, you never saw Hamburger University?
No.
All right. This movie, when I was a kid, has so many titties on it, right? And I remember my dad, we had the free week of HBO. Remember that free weekend of HBO that would come around every so often?
Yeah, like it would just all of a sudden be available. You're like, yeah. I'm not leaving the house.
No, but they would tell you, like, they would do it on purpose. Say,
and then they would show the number, the phone number.
To subscribe, right? Yeah. And it was during a free weekend of fucking HBO. And I'm like 5, maybe 7 inches away from my fucking TV screen at this moment, right?
There's titties, and I'm
watching a movie. I'm not really, like, honestly, my mindset at that moment was not, oh my God, titties, oh my God, titties. I'm just watching a fucking movie, and as all kids do, we sit really close to the TV.
Right.
And then my dad walks into the living room, right, from the outside, and I turn to, just because somebody walked into my house, so I walked, and I look at him, and hey, what's up? And I go back to looking at titties, and I hear my dad go,
¿Qué está viendo? Like, what the hell is he watching? And then he's like talking to himself. But because it's titties and it's his son, he's like, fuck it, man. Let him watch it. That's what he... That's the way he learned, man. That's the way he's going to learn, man. It's
learn from Hamburger University.
The Hispanic way of teaching the birds and the bees. The Hispanic way of teaching about sex.
He'll
learn that shit on television like everybody else done did it.
And then you watch the wrong thing and you're like tucking your dick back like it's Silence of the Lambs. Like, shit, we messed up.
Bring the lotion.
Maria, we fucked up.
Put the lotion in the basket. But Hamburger University.
I got
straight
that.
Fucking raunchy. It's just.
That sounds like one of those things that like a corporate sponsor. Like, is it like a corporate sponsor that can't be like, Burger King presents Hamburger University with all these titties?
I'm trying to see. I don't even remember if it was University. I'm trying to remember if that was actually the name or maybe it was just called Hamburger. Yeah, I think it's just called Hamburger. There you go.
A hamburger?
It's just not a hamburger. Hamburger.
Hamburger, the motion picture.
Yeah, there you go. You're not going to be able to fucking download this one, bro.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, because they don't even have it on DVD. They only have it on VHS.
This
1986. Look at that. Bam, sucker.
This looks terrible.
Yeah. How is it not? I know.
None of them are good.
They're like customers who bought this item also bought Too Cool for School, Mischief, Who's That Girl with Madonna.
What?
Screwballs.
Who the fuck is buying all these things at once?
Hard Bodies Collection. Meatballs 3. 3?
3.
Not even like Meatballs 1 or 2. They're who bought...
Those are too good
who
to be...
Who bought Hamburger? The same dude who bought fucking Meatballs 3, man.
I only watch food-related titty comedies. I can't watch.
I'm telling you, man. It is...
Oh my goodness.
But it's straight... fucking titties all over the place. I was gonna save it as one of my old school picks, but I think Zat is so similar.
Yeah.
Except it has
Scott Baio. I like this the titty comedy.
Well, this is the one I was gonna do last week, and then you pulled up with fucking Oscar. I'm like, I'm not gonna pull.
Oh yeah, you can't put Zat.
I'm like, no, it's gonna be good. It'll be fine.
I gotta warn you. I have a lot of decent movies on my list of old school picks.
And Antar.
Hey baby.
Hey.
My daughter, Giggles. My wife just entered. Hey, baby.
Apparently, I'm not important anymore.
I said my wife and my baby just entered. Oh, fuck that guy.
What?
And he doesn't say hi to me anymore.
Yeah.
Hi. Mary's wife.
Hey, baby.
Hey, papa.
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 That's good enough. That's okay. She says papa. That's all right. That's what we need, more adorability on the podcast.
Hey, Papa. What? I'm going to leave it.
The second you walk out, she's going to say it.
The second she doesn't have a giant dude holding up a microphone to her face, she's going to feel comfortable enough to say it. Right now, she's looking at you like, what the hell is going on? She just woke up and she's looking at you like, who's this big ass dude with a microphone on my face?
Papa.
She knows you're supposed to talk into it, though.
High five it. High five.
High five?
High five, mama. High five.
High five? High five, Sophie.
She's so busy looking at me. Yay!
This is adorable.
High fiving it up.
My brain can't take it.
Papa?
She makes the motion
she's about to speak.
She knows what you do with it. Like, she's seen you before. She's just grunting.
It's funny because she goes through these spurts where she'll also do is grunt, and then she'll go through these spurts where she'll be like, ba 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 ba.
She'll start to beatbox. You have a cave woman child.
I love her. She's the greatest. Babe, what did you think about True Romance yesterday? Tell people what you thought.
It was misleading. The title was misleading when you don't know what it's about.
Explain.
I asked him, what are we going to watch? And he says, we're going to watch True Romance. And I'm like,
did he tell you it was a romantic comedy or something?
No, I didn't.
Anything. He didn't tell me anything. I just sat there and I saw,
I hadn't seen it, Mike. How could I tell her anything?
It's going to be a love story.
I didn't say that. I didn't.
I know he didn't say that. That was all my interpretation of
assumption.
Yeah. Judge the book by its cover.
Were they not... Was that not romantic,
no,
though?
No, they were stupid as fuck, and it was a crazy-ass movie, and...
It was Terrence... Well, in all fairness, in the beginning of the movie, before the movie even really started, the credits rolled on, and she read Quentin Tarantino. She read that.
It did.
So, what'd you think that... I mean, at that point, you knew you weren't getting, you know, Twilight. You were gonna get...
I didn't put two and two together. Right. I was just like, oh, it's gonna be a love movie. I'm like, oh, he... decided to put on like a chick flick for me. I'm like, that's nice. And I was totally wrong.
You overestimated Neri's commitment to make you happy. And then, you
know,
the movies?
Funny thing is, she's like, I don't like these movies, but I watch them because I know you like them. And I know that you watch movies that I don't want to watch. And that was 2 days separate, you know, 2 days away from the shit that is. That is.
It wasn't that bad.
It's really bad.
It was not that bad.
It's really
talking
bad.
About Rock of Ages, right?
Yeah, she knows what we're talking about. She knows the shit that she made
it
me watch.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't. The acting, went into it thinking it was going to be a cheesy musical.
No, I'm sorry, but the musicals were saved it.
Right.
So it wasn't like, oh, acting, it's a cheesy. The acting. Cheesy. But why does it have to be cheesy? Musicals because don't have to have cheesy into. Acting.
I thought it was going to be cheesy, so it was, and I enjoyed it.
See, but you're making it seem as if, oh, I went in there knowing that it's going to be a musical, so I went in there expecting a cheesy cheesy acting.
I don't think musicals are all cheesy.
No, none of them are, with the exception of Rock of Ages.
You guys are so pissed at each other for watching that movie.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad.
I can't believe you made me watch that crap.
No, actually, I'm not mad because I'm not mad. It just bothers me the fact that she goes, it wasn't that bad. Like, shut up. Like, you know,
bad.
You know what?
It could have been a million times worse.
No, it couldn't. I don't think it
really could. You and your wife are going to disagree about whether or not something's
good. No, but you know what bothers me? Because when I say something is bad, I'll tell you it's bad. It's bad, but I still liked it. Yes, it was bad, but I still enjoy. I'll tell you, yeah,
so
man,
this
it was pretty bad.
Bad and not enjoyable.
No. Again, the music is what fucking saved it. Because being a kid that grew up in the 80s.
Yeah, but that's fine. I mean,
this is our music. This is like, yeah, all right.
It's like cheating.
Yeah.
So you're saying it was bad, but he's saying he's bad. He didn't like it. You're saying it's bad.
I liked it. It wasn't terrible. It wasn't one of those movies that was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just spent my money on it. And plus, I paid for the tickets.
Yeah, and I paid for the $29 Coke and popcorn.
She's not that into you.
I paid that $29 Coke and popcorn thing.
Did you?
Oh, look, let's ask her. Let's get a female perspective. He went on a date, and the girl paid for her own shit.
No, I bought the tickets.
First date.
I bought the tickets.
First date. Look at her face. Look at her face. Look at her face. Look at her face.
It's the second date.
Look at her face, babe.
Second.
Okay, second date.
When was the first time I paid for something when you and I were dating?
What's Saturday's date? What was Saturday's? That was date of.
That was not the first time.
It was not. Yeah, it didn't happen. I'm telling you, it doesn't happen. And why? Like, from a woman's perspective, I already gave my opinion earlier in the episode.
I enjoy having other people pay for my
Okay,
stuff.
But when you pay for your stuff, what does that mean?
Oh, that I don't owe you anything.
Wow.
Wow. That was almost fucking verbatim.
Wow.
That was almost verbatim. Now,
and we didn't set that up because you just told me about this date right now. Yeah. She was outside. She came in.
I was here the whole time. Okay, well, I was here the whole time.
I'm explaining that to our listeners, Michael.
The second date we went on, and I've been, there's not all girls think like your wife. I know plenty of girls that pay for their, like, I bought the tickets.
I know plenty of girls that pay food. For their own stuff, that pay half their own, that pay for their own stuff, but they don't usually like the dude. Not like that. If it's just a friend thing, she could even like you as a friend. Like, we're cool as friends, but me, this is in my mentality. This is the way I think. When a woman likes you as a friend, but not anything else, she'll pay for her own shit because she wants to let you know, hey, this isn't anything else but two friends going out to a movie.
Okay.
So that's all I was saying.
I don't think that's the vibe because I have had dates that are different than that.
Yes.
So
and they leave you. And
no.
Get engaged and pregnant within the year.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for reminding me. I had almost forgotten. Mm. I was this close to forgetting.
It's been 25 minutes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. No, but like, but it's, you know, the second time we went to the movies. I went to go see Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter that I really enjoyed.
No.
And that movie was fucking great. I didn't go see any movie, Rock of Ages.
I wanted to go see that one. You haven't seen Rock of Ages and you were in it?
Yeah, yes, of course not. I don't want to see a shitty movie.
But you were in it.
So I'm in a lot of shit.
Fuck that. Fuck that. I would watch that shit if I was in
it. I'll download it and freeze frame where I can find myself. And that's about it.
It's, wow. Okay.
That movie. Look, honestly, I would watch it, but I'm not gonna pay money to go see that in the theater. I'm telling you, I paid money to go see Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter because I really wanted to see that movie. Nah. But back to the date. The date was movie, so it was like, oh, I bought the tickets, and she's like, oh, well, let me get the thing. And we didn't eat it in the theater. We went to go grab some food at the place nearby, and she's like, I got this. And I was like, oh, I are you sure? And I was like, no. She's like, no, I'll pay. I was like,
for the food.
For the food. Yeah, I mean, we split a sandwich.
That's not as bad as it should be.
Splitting a sandwich is not as bad.
It's not like she said.
Yeah, splitting a sandwich is not as bad. You didn't mention that before. You said she paid for her own stuff, is what you said. Literally, the words you said. You said
she paid for. Forgive me for being misleading.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you sharing a sandwich is a very intimate. That's not very, but that's an intimate.
Yeah.
If we didn't bite into it like Lady and the Tramp, where we meet at the middle,
well, maybe that's
that would have been pretty dope,
actually. Yeah, that would have been fucking great. Maybe that's your mistake.
Fuck the spaghetti. We got to do it with a big Cuban sandwich.
Very phallus. Very phallic.
Yeah.
Very like, you grab this end of the two-headed monster, and I grabbed it, and I grabbed this end.
That's
my daughter's looking at you like, what the hell is that guy doing?
She enjoys Big Mike. High five. High five.
High five, mama. High five. High five.
Say, what, Papa or Dada?
Yeah,
what
is it? Papa.
Papa.
Bless you, honey.
So we've established that your wife has different tastes in movie than you.
Wow. Well,
No,
not really. We enjoy the same movies.
But I enjoy.
But she has a far more lenient curve than I do. When I say something sucks, it's really bad, and she's more forgiving than I am when it comes to movies.
And she also judges movies by their title alone.
Well, when all you know about the movies that it's called True Romance. Granted, I didn't want to think about
the Tarantino, Christopher Walken, because we all know how many romantic films he's been in. Chris, oh man, you should have seen her light up when the Brad Pitt came on the title.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ooh, literally fucking audible. Oh,
like you and Chris Hemsworth.
Oh my, this is.
Tell them the Willis story.
Willis?
Yeah, Wills. From when we went to the movie theater and they were looking at those kids that were looking at the Expendables 2 thing.
I didn't. There's Expendables 2,
I am very excited for.
But they had the big cutout, the big cardboard, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And she grabbed Mike's phone. It's over. And there's two kids standing there, and they were like maybe 10 years old. And one of them looked at the other one and goes, "Who's Wills?" And they go, and the guy goes, "What?" And I heard this going, "What? Like, what's going on? Like,
Wills.
Wills, what are you talking?" And I'm looking, I'm like, what is he talking about? I look over, I see this big ass Expendables 2 promotion that is literally in 3D. The cardboard comes out in 3D. It's massive. And it has every action star that's starring in the movie there.
Dope.
And I'm like, Wills. And I get it immediately, but his friend's like, do you mean Willis? And that kid's like, yeah, who's that? I'm like, I wanted to punch him in the fucking face.
Yeah, or you're just like,
I wanted to just stab him.
I would have, oh man. I would have just been like that. I would have changed that kid's life forever because I would have been like, you have not. Like, I would just been the random stranger.
Don't
that
you
just,
ever in your life.
Don't you ever in your life.
Don't you ever in your life. Talk about Willis.
Die hard. Die hard. Die hard.
Die hard. Two, die harder. Die hard. Three.
With a vengeance. Like, I would have just started yelling shit at him.
And then somebody would have been like, Die Hard 4. Like, we don't talk about that one. We don't mention that one.
And then I'd be like, he was in Hudson Hawk. And they're like, what? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I went overboard. I apologize.
It's Bruce Willis. I would have walked away and no explanation, and then it would have been like, who, what the hell just happened?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Traumatize a kid for life, and then he'll only know who Bruce Willis is.
Never talk to strangers. But yeah, so that was the Willis story.
That's fascinating. That's like the perfect example of how old you're getting.
I have a cousin who's a couple of years ago, he was like, found out that I'm a comic, and he was like, oh wow, you do stand up? I'm like, yeah. And he's like getting, like asking all these questions, like very excited, right? And at this point, he's 15. This is literally like 2 years ago. He's like 15 years old, my cousin, at this time.
Right.
And And then he goes, oh, who were your favorite comics? And I said, well, the guy I remember watching as a kid literally over and over again was Eddie Murphy. And without batting an eyelash, my cousin says, Eddie Murphy did stand-up?
Ooh.
And I was like, what the fuck? And then you punched him in the mouth. But then it hit me.
He died.
But then it hit me. He doesn't know.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Eddie Murphy, he's only 15. Eddie Murphy hasn't done comedy for 25 years.
He's Dr. Doolittle to him.
Yeah. That's where he knows him from, the Nutty Professor and Dr. Doolittle. Yeah, yeah. And I have...
Poor kid. Poor kid. He missed out. Special guest. Baby signs.
All right, we're gonna go and take a quick break. What, an hour and 10?
Take us to break, baby. Say, we'll be right back after these commercial messages.
But if she did say, she wouldn't do it in some stupid announcer voice. We'll be right back after these messages.
Oh!
You feel, and I should have been gone. After all, you was a steal. Oh, I must have been a dreamer, and I must have been someone else.
This is the best song.
We should have been over. Oh, shit.
I have my lighter up. This is so good.
So great.
You'd be better off alone.
Wow.
I'm not who you thought I'd be.
He must have got so laid.
He was Steve Perry of Journey. Of course he did.
Yeah, but he's not a good-looking dude.
No. A lot of those guys were not.
That's what I'm saying. He's not a good-looking dude, and he's...
A lot of those guys were horrifically ugly-looking dudes.
He's not even that... He's not horrifically looking.
No. But he's got the 80s mullet going.
Yeah.
And no one ever remembers the other band members. Everyone just knows Steve Perry. 80s guitar solo.
I like the fact that the girl is looking at him. The girl in the video is looking at him like, oh, Steve, you.
Oh, you rev scale.
Oh, you such.
You're incorrigible.
You kidder.
It's still a good. That's a good hook too, man. There's a lot of good fucking Journey songs.
Tight jeans, tucked into the pants, tucked in long sleeve shirt, no belt.
Wow.
And they had my wife's theory, other theory on why they don't have the song in the movie is because they had a few Journey songs already in the movie.
Of course, they have. I mean, because they have what? Don't Stop Believing.
Yeah, Don't Stop Believing was.
Did they have The Wheel in the Sky?
I don't remember. They had a couple, but Don't Stop Believing is that was like the, at the end. That
That's
was the
like
last
the big. Yeah,
the that
big.
Was the big number at the end. Again, just Old Sherry could have been. And then the funny thing is that the character, he's like, oh, I wrote you a song. You know, like, and then he starts singing the Bon Jovi. Was it Bon Jovi or Bryan Adams? The one where he's like,
how's it go?
I want to say maybe, was it?
Heaven isn't too far.
No, it was the whole point of the song was that she came from a small town. She's a small town girl.
That's Don't Stop Believing.
Was it the same one?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's why I'm getting confused, because in the beginning of the movie, he only plays the first like four lines of the song. He's right. Like, oh, I wrote you a song. I started writing you a song, and it's the first four lines.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of the movie, he finished writing the song, and they go into the chorus. That's why I got confused. Don't look at me with this face. Like,
no.
That's
fucking like,
all right. All right.
No, because I know when they change the songs in movie, like when, like in Moulin Rouge, the perfect example. Like they fuck with the actual songs.
That was great.
But that was fantastic. They did it so well. Because the story was good. Like it was just a well written movie.
Yeah. Look, I almost want to buy this album if I didn't feel already raped from the movie that I watched.
Just go down, buy.
I'm
get the
download it legally. That's
no,
that's
but harsh. Get the actual artist ones. Get the real songs, not these versions.
I think these are the real versions, though. Am I?
No, I would assume that like when they're mixed together like that, that's not Sister Christian. Damn, these are some good songs.
They are excellent songs. Wanted, Dead or Alive.
That's one of my karaoke hits.
I don't do karaoke often, but when I do it has
in
to
your
be,
car karaoke.
It has
karaoke?
To be when I do karaoke. It has to be either Bon Jovi or Journey. It's one of the few artists that I could say, no, I know the words of the song. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I feel more confident. Yeah. My confidence is non-existent when it comes to karaoke, but...
I would pay money for us to go to karaoke.
I would do karaoke, but I'll take a shot. I'm like, I'll need some alcohol. And then if I go with friends and friends are like, oh, come on, fucking dude. I'm like, nah, I'll play it off as if I'm not nervous.
Right.
I mean, bro, give me a fucking... Kidding me? I'm gonna fucking... give me a microphone, bro. Yeah.
Like, I don't know my way behind a microphone.
You're kidding me? But inside
my head... And then you have to
head,
sing it too, and you're like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit,
in my
oh,
head,
shit.
I'm like, oh, this is not good. I'm so scared. I'm kind of like the Adam Sandler skit, the guy playing baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking give it to... This guy's got nothing. This guy's got nothing. Oh, please, God, don't hit him my way. Please, God, don't hit him my way. Oh, my God. Please, God, don't hit him my way. Oh, he hit it that way. Okay, then he hit it. Yeah, you fucking better than him over here. That would be me with karaoke. That would be like, what?
Yeah,
I got.
I'll sing a song. Yeah,
what?
No,
please, God, shit, please. This is fun. This is what fun is. And these are like, please, God, don't have my son. But I'm only doing it if they have Journey. Please, God, don't have Journey. Please, God, don't have Journey. So
you're out of luck there. Every karaoke
No, man. I went on a cruise where they didn't have Journey or Bon Jovi.
They get specific on cruises. I think they're not allowed to like have certain music license or some shit. I don't know.
Whatever.
But I've gone on cruises where like I'm like, this is your selection of karaoke hits.
This is
I'm
pathetic.
Offended.
It's
I'm
pathetic.
Offended by this lackluster selection.
So, anyways, you just told me in the hallway during a break. Mike told me, he goes, "Have you seen this movie?" And then continue with your story.
Okay, I saw, well, we got off topic, and I mentioned that I saw this article that it was, we have to talk about, and it's about penguins.
Okay, you said, that's what he said. I read this article about penguins. Have you seen this article? Those were your words.
Yeah, have you seen,
have you seen this article about penguins?
No.
No, Mike.
No, you have
no,
not,
I've
seen this
not seen this article.
You would remember if you saw this article about penguins, because it's titled, this is from The Guardian in the UK, Sexual Depravity of Penguins.
Can you read it without the fucking announcer voice?
Sexual depravity of penguins that Antarctic scientists dared not reveal. It's going to get freaky. It was the sight of a young male Adelie penguin attempting to have sex with a dead female that particularly unnerved George Murray Levick. All right, this guy went on to explored Antarctica. It was back 1910, 1913. So this was like back in the day, Elizabethan era, right? And then it says, hold on, let me see. During that time, he witnessed males having sex with other males and also with dead females, including several that had died the previous year.
Well, they're cold-blooded animals. They're cold-blooded animals.
They're not cold-blooded birds.
They're birds, but they're Arctic birds. They're used to
the cold weather.
Right.
They need something to keep them warm, is
what
you're
saying?
My point
is the vagina is not going to get – it's not warm and then like – it's not like if they're alive, the vagina's warm and then once they're dead, this doesn't feel – it feels exactly the fucking same. It feels exactly the same as if you're dead and you're alive because you're a fucking frozen bird. You're the same shit.
He called the astonishing depravity – hold on. Back in Britain, he produced a paper titled The Natural History of the Adelie Penguin. However, the section about the animal's sexual proclivities was deemed to be so shocking that it was removed to preserve decency. Hold on. I gotta find. Okay. So, the pamphlet was declined publication. including okay, so it said it described deceivingly aberrant behavior of young unpaired males and females, including necrophilia, sexual coercion, sexual and physical abuse of chicks, and homosexual behavior. And his
is this Antarctica or South Beach?
It's both. It's the same thing. Amazingly same applicable thing. To today.
It really is. Yeah. Everything you described, homosexuality, domestic abuse. I'm like, South Beach, South Beach. Check.
Injured females are mounted by members of these gangs of penguins. Others have...
Well, that's South Beach on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, this is like... This is like every...
Fuck you. You didn't give me the fucking laughter that I deserved. That shit was hilarious. I know. I'm giving myself that laughter.
That's fine. Like,
high five, because you kept reading the article.
I'm gonna add laughter. Hilarious.
Whatever. Fuck that.
But apparently...
That's like South Beach on Memorial Day weekend. Go ahead. Continue.
Okay. And then it says, and I'm trying to find the other quote here that, whatever. I mean, it's basically a frat house is what so the whole time I'm reading this, I'm like, nobody talks about this shit when March of the Penguins came out. Like, I'm sure somebody saw this shit, right?
Well, that was left on the editing
floor. It's got to be cut out, because then it's going to be the kids who's like, here, you know, it's like Morgan Freeman's not going to narrate the sex scene between a male penguin and a dead female.
I mean, if it was a penguin's granddaughter, adopted granddaughter, then maybe. But
oh shit,
no, too soon. Too soon. Okay, all right.
Oh my god,
I love Morgan Freeman, but he's now dating his adopted granddaughter. That is fucking creepy.
That is a weird mark on the career of a brilliant man. That guy's legendary, and it's like,
like, we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about that. Yeah.
Well, he's with her at the premiere. Except she has to stay outside because she's not 18. I don't know how old she is, but that would be funny if she was.
That's a terrible, horrible thing. So now, like, everything with penguins in it, now I'm assuming, like, this, it cuts, and then they go, like, have a deviant gangbang, and then they come back, and then it's like...
A deviant gangbang, as opposed to, like, the angelic gangbang.
Yeah, like a friendly gangbang.
As opposed to the...
Where the girls Bukkake. Really...
What's the fucking, what's this?
Bukkake?
Yeah. As opposed to the Bukkake.
Like, where the girl's like, yeah, more the merrier.
That's
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
You guys, look at you over there. You should be here. You come closer. Come on.
Holy shit. Charlie Sheen is going to be on WWE Raw.
That guy.
A historic 1,000th episode of WWE Raw.
I hope he fights.
He'll probably hit somebody and then somebody else will stick up for him.
Like, whenever celebrities go on, I always laugh.
Schwarzenegger did a great job.
I never saw that.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger, before he became governor, he was promoting the movie that he fought the devil.
End of Days.
End of Days, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was End of Days, because he went to WWE looking exactly like he did in the End of Days. So I'm assuming that that's the movie that he's promoting.
Be, yeah.
In the brown trench coat with a scruffy beard and the same haircut. He looked fucking identical to the movie.
You're describing Kindergarten Cop.
Well, in the beginning.
I'm the party pooper.
Yeah, so...
Who is your daddy?
And what does he do? That's so fucking great.
That's a good one. That's a one that people have forgotten.
I don't think people forgot that movie.
Kindergarten
Cop. I've seen that movie twice in the last... 2 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I have to revisit Kindergarten Cop.
In the last 2 years. At least the last 2 years. So where do we leave off? Penguins, deviant, sexual deviant.
Yes.
I just like penguins a lot more now.
These are some badass penguins.
Those aren't the king penguins. Those are the, there's a different.
Adelaide. These are, I guess, different penguins.
There's different kinds of penguins, man. The king penguins, very different. The king penguins is what the March of the Penguins.
Yeah, they followed those. Those are some classy penguins.
Yeah, they don't call them fucking king for nothing.
Yeah,
right. They're saying king fag penguins. These are king penguins.
God, this is crazy. Apparently there's like a whole paper. Like, they wrote an entire thing. The result is the so-called necrophilia that Levick witnessed. And which so disgusted him.
I like the fact that he's so-called necrophilia.
What? It's either necrophilia or not. Like, it's not a so-called.
Yeah.
Why did you leave? They left themselves that eating out, that way out.
Yeah, they're like, oh, well, maybe they were unconscious for a year.
Yeah. Maybe they were just resting.
That's so fucked up. Like, can you imagine, like, all of a sudden, you're like, I'm an intrepid explorer. I've braved all of this terrible cold and snow and rain and horrible weather. And then you get to see a whole bunch of penguins just, like, massacre, like having this crazy fucked up sex. And then you're just like, bleh,
well, bleh. Wouldn't that make you want to, like, not die? Like, whatever you do, don't die around them.
I need
them.
To, yeah.
I need to survive. I need to survive because if not, they will fuck me.
Yeah, I'm going to get raped by
I'm going to get penguins. Raped by a penguin. That must be the worst.
I think you just found my new nightmare.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to sleep and I'm just going to be like, oh my God.
You was touching me, I love her, daddy.
I'm going to wake up in like, cold wake up, sweats and be like, Madagascar.
You're going to wake up and they're going to give you a little doll and be like,
You're going to have a nightmare where you get raped by the Madagascar penguins.
They're going to go... They're going to give you a little doll. They're going to go touch. Now, point to the doll wherever he touched you. And it's a doll of a penguin. It's one of those dolls. Like, point to it wherever. The flipper. And where do you put the flipper?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Well, I saw Batman Returns recently. I saw the original Batman movies.
Yeah.
Not the Dark Knight movies. Or Batman movies.
Did you see all the way through Batman and Robin?
No, because they didn't give Batman and Robin. They gave Batman Returns.
And Batman Forever.
And Batman Forever. And so I saw Batman Returns and... I still stand by my Batman, the original Batman, the Tim Burton Batman is better than Dark Knight. Returns. Not Dark Knight Rises. Which one was the one?
The one that's coming out now is Dark Knight Rises. Okay, not the Dark Knight. You're talking about Batman Begins.
Batman Begins, right. Batman Begins is I think it's a great movie. That's a phenomenal movie.
Yeah.
Very little of the voice. We did good.
It's not as bad.
No. And he wasn't Batman for most of the movie anyways. So there was no voice to portray.
Right.
It was his training of how to become the Batman. So, but Batman, I'll take Batman.
I'll take my number one is Batman Returns. The one with the penguin.
See, the penguin, looking back at it now, it doesn't hold up.
Really?
Yeah, the penguin doesn't hold up. The character of the penguin doesn't hold up.
I enjoy
Catwoman is fucking great.
Yes.
Christopher Walken in it. Awesome.
Yes.
It was great. The penguin doesn't hold up. John Wynn was right in that. It's silly now. Like, you look back at it now, it really doesn't hold up. I watched it, not exaggerating, twice in the last, like, month and a half. In the last six weeks, I've seen it twice.
I went...
it's one of those I was watching through, and they have a channel that I didn't know I had, Universal HD channel. I didn't know I had this channel.
But all
it does is play movies.
Get out. That's
every cool. The nonstop. It just one movie ends, another movie starts. One movie ends, and I'm assuming
because like HBO of the title, used to be.
Yes, I'm assuming that. Well, HBO doesn't do that now because they have original programming. That's also
great. Yeah.
But they have one movie after the other, and I'm assuming by the title of the channel that it's all Universal movies.
Mm-hmm.
No, not really, because Batman is Warner Brothers. Now that I think about it.
That's true.
So no, so they play nonstop movies, and I've been flipping through the channels, and in the last 6 weeks, twice it's happened to me where I'll catch a movie right in the beginning, and I'm like, oh,
that gets
all right.
My
remote may rest, and yeah. You might as well take the batteries out of that fucking remote because it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're like, then my next 2 hours are planned. Guys.
Yes, and next 2 hours, and then you look at the guide to see what's after this, and you go, oh, Batman Returns. Okay, well, I might as well just 4 hours.
Spending an evening in.
Just afternoon, we're good.
Yeah, we're good. But those, I watched
Batman,
the first Batman.
Batman is excellent.
The first Batman with the
you know
Joker
what we don't like in the first Batman is that Vicky Vale, the reporter, the photographer, whatever, she's trying to find out who Bruce Wayne is. She's like, how come we have no, like, there's so little information on this Bruce Wayne because they're trying to make him mysterious.
Right.
But knowing the comics, you go, no. No, he's a staple in Gotham City. Everybody knows.
Like, how do you not know?
And it goes from that.
His name is on the fucking building.
And it goes from that to the very next movie, Batman Returns, where he's making deals with.
He's
the rich guy making deals, and he's a very well known businessman. And they're like, what happened? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
In the last 3 years, apparently he's put his profile on.
You know what? I haven't seen the original Batman in a while. I gotta visit that one.
It's so great.
It still holds up with Jack Nicholson.
That still holds up. John Wynn had a problem with that movie. Because he goes. I posted on Facebook, the original Tim Burton Batman, greater than sign, Dark Knight, and then he puts which Batman, and I put not the one with the penguins, and he goes, oh, this is all Facebook, and he goes, oh, So the one where he shoots down a plane with a pistol, got it. And I go, yeah, he was fucking really close though. Like yeah. He was flying really close.
He was right there.
Yeah, he was right there. First of all, it was a huge fucking pistol.
Yeah.
Right. Second of all, he was right there. It wasn't as if he shot him from 35,000 feet above the air where he's like, I'm just saying, no. It was right fucking there. So
and this is also coming from John Wynn, who said Revenge of the Ninja was the had a great story.
Tremendous story and mierda. So with that said, what was your, do you have an overrated, underrated?
Well, I guess Swingers now is overrated, underrated.
Why? Who doesn't like Swingers?
I don't know.
Who's fucking overrating that? Who's underrating that?
I will say, I watched the Three Amigos after last week's podcast.
Good times.
And I will say right now, if you do not like that movie, I don't think I can like be around you. Like if there's something else wrong with you. Like you murdered people in another country and now you're here. Like something you did some horrible things. You stole money from an old lady. I don't know what you did, but if you don't like the Three Amigos, I can't deal with you. Like I was watching that movie and everything is fucking great. Because now people don't remember like Steve Martin and Martin Short and Chevy Chase, like they were the fucking gods of comedy back then. And that shit's, if anyone thinks that's underrated or overrated, come talk to me because I will punch you.
Yes. That's what they want to do. That's what they want to do. Yeah. Like, hey, Mike, I don't like that movie. Now, can you please punch me? Yeah. I had to come out and search and look for you so you can punch me in the fucking face.
Punch.
Again, it's the Three Amigos. I don't think that movie, I don't think it gets the respect that it deserves.
Exactly.
From people who are younger than us.
Right.
Because they just bypass and be like, even Airplane doesn't get the respect it deserves from people who are younger than us.
Yeah. There's certain, you can tell when certain people, like that you'll have, you know, like when you have something in common with someone, when you find the same things funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I meet, like there's some, like one of my friends at work, he's like 21 or 22, and we'll talk movies, and he kind of has a similar taste in humor.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, you're cool. That means you've gone outside of what's popular to go find stuff that you enjoy. I think that's, I respect that in a younger person.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, if you're sitting there telling me that, well, Drake is the best rapper ever, and I'm like, well, yeah, okay, all right.
You don't even like rap.
I don't at all, but I know who's good.
You know who's not. I like Drake. I actually do like Drake. I just don't, you know, whatever. I think overrated. I'm going to go with underrated. It's not going to be a movie. Overrated Chick-fil-A.
Overrated? You're going overrated for... Wait, we can do other things other than movies?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want. I mean, if you feel that strongly about
fine.
It. I was just one of those things that caught my attention. And I go, this. I've said it 1,000 times before.
Is this like the Buffalo Wild Wings
onion ring thing? No, because Buffalo Wild Wings, what pissed me off about them is the fact that they don't substitute the sampler. That's insane. Right. That's insane. That's not overrated. It's not underrated. You're just pissed. I'm just angry.
Right.
So, therefore, I've never gone back and I never will.
You think that people speak too highly?
Yes, of Chick-fil-A.
Really?
I don't fucking get the big deal. It's just a chicken sandwich. I don't fucking get it. It's a chicken sandwich. It's a chicken sandwich.
It's a good chicken.
I don't see it better than the McChicken.
It's
only a dollar. Really? McChicken's only a dollar.
That's true. I can get like 3 of those for how much it costs for a Chick-fil-A.
I don't get it. I like, you know what I do like is the potato fried.
The thing. Waffle fries.
The waffle fries. That's good. I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I like your thinking outside the bun there, Chick-fil-A. But I don't see, that shit is dipped in crack for people. People are like, oh, I got it. I gotta get me. People wait outside when they open the stores. They wait outside for days because if you're one of the first like 200 customers, when a store opens up, when a brand new store
like a brand new Chick-fil-A,
a brand new location opens up, they give you free food for a year. And what they basically do is it's a one chicken sandwich per day for the next year.
I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. But they're waiting in line for, literally, they're waiting in line for like 48 hours. I'm like, that, fuck that. No way. No, I've stood in line before for 48 hours for like a new system and shit like that. I would never stay wait in line for a fucking Chick-fil-A.
For a sandwich.
For Chick-fil-A. You told me I could get a free Whopper. For every fucking day, I'm waiting in line for a fucking free Whopper every day.
All right, that's valid.
You tell me You tell me, you know, the new third pounders from McDonald's. I'll wait in line. You tell me I could get 3 Dorito Locos tacos for the next year every day. Oh. I'm fucking in line, my friend.
So basically you're telling us you want to kill yourself with these fucking meals?
Oh, yeah, because the Chick-fil-A chicken is so much healthier.
No, but apparently...
Oh, man. That's just, no, they make it with low fat and no fat nothing.
But by comparison, you're talking about eating a Whopper every day. Are 3 Doritos Locos tacos... every day?
I don't think 3 Doritos tacos is as much as a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
No, but it's got... there's no meat. There's like there's whatever the hell is in there wrapped in a Dorito.
Right. So you're basically eating a bag of Doritos. Not a bag. Like a snack size bag.
Like a snack size bag.
A snack size bag. Or maybe the medium. Maybe the 99-cent bag, but not the
$3. The big grab bag.
Yeah, the big grab bag. You're basically eating one of those a day. That's going to kill you. One of those will kill you as opposed to fried chicken and mayonnaise.
No, I'd rather... I don't know. That sounds... I'm not going to say...
You know what? I'll look it up in my Weight Watchers and see which one has more points.
First of all, Chick-fil-A, I don't think I've eaten there more than 3 times in my life.
I've eaten there twice.
Yeah.
And each time I go, this was everybody's big deal.
Did you know that Chick-fil-A is a Christian...
No, they're not Christian. They're like...
They're evangelists.
Thank you. That's a whole different ballgame.
Super crazy Christian.
That's super different.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing. As
like, they're almost like... They don't serve you if you're gay.
No,
like,
they don't open on Sundays.
They don't open Sundays. Yeah, they're super, very, very Christian.
I got to be honest with you. The whole not opening on Sundays thing, as an employee, I would love that.
That would be nice.
I'm like, fuck, I got Sundays off. That's a fact. I'm going to get Sunday off.
Always.
That's... Their reasons are insane, but as someone who worked in multiple fast food and minimum wage jobs, I always see it that way. If I've worked that job and it's a shitty job, and people go, "Can you believe they don't open on Sunday?" I'm like, "Oh, that's cool."
I'm not talking about it being open on Sunday. I'm talking about like they give money to organizations that are like,
dude, you'd be surprised. You know what? But the only reason they're in the news is because they don't open on Sundays. That's how the whole research got started.
Yeah.
Because if you go through all these major corporations, and not to get very like, "Hey, look at me, I know shit," because I've just heard of like, you know, major companies donating to certain political parties and certain, and you go, "Oh, I didn't know that." You know what I mean? Who the fuck knows? I don't. You know what I mean? I'm not doing a research. I don't go there.
Yeah. But you're just like, secondhand.
Yeah, exactly. But my point is, unless somebody does a research, nobody's ever going to find out that, you know, so-and-so company donated to the Republican party. And if you're not a Republican, you'd be like, "Hey, what the fuck? I don't want to keep eating here or supporting
you." No, I could care less. They provide a good product. Now, if I'm not one of those crazy people that would just be like, "Don't support Chick-fil-A because they hate gays."
It's an overrated product.
Yeah.
It's overrated. I don't understand what the big deal is. Both times I ate there, I'm like, is this what everybody keeps talking about? What the fuck is the big deal? It's a chicken sandwich.
It's
got to
be like a letdown.
I honestly thought it was like everybody's like, "No, dude, you got to get the fucking Chick-fil-A."
Chick-fil-A, shit. And then you're like expecting, well, maybe you were set up for failure there. You know, like when someone tells you something, the most amazing thing in the world.
Bro, but the sugar, I'm like, all right, I don't see the big deal. They have shakes. That's pretty cool.
If you would have stumbled on it by, like, if you would have never heard of Chick-fil-A and you would have eaten it.
I still would have thought, it's cool. It's a good chicken sandwich. I would have never gone, I want to go out of my way to get this sandwich.
I'm going to camp out here.
Yeah, I'm going to camp out. No, not only camp out, I will go out of my way. Like, people, I used to work at, you know, I've had plenty of office jobs. We'd be like, "Hey, what do you want for lunch?" "Dude, we're making a trip to fucking Chick-fil-A because it wasn't actually close to the office, so only one person could go and kill their lunch, their lunch half hour, to be able to go get the food and come back and bring food for everybody."
Oh, shit.
And they made it, because that's what happens when you have one location within a certain, you know,
right,
miles.
Right, so it's far enough away.
So you can't fuck everybody up, but one person will take that and be like, "I got to go." And there'll always be that one dude to be like "I'm gonna go."
Hero returns.
No, but it's like, I'm gonna go because I love this food so much that I'm gonna go and get this fucking food. Now, if you guys want me to buy you something, I will, because either way, I'm gonna go get this. That's how the mentality was, and I'm like,
wow.
I don't fucking get it. There's a Wendy's literally right next door. I would rather go to Wendy's. I'd rather Wendy's than Chick-fil-A. I don't get the point. I don't get the big deal.
So you're overrated.
You're talking to a dude that eats fast food. I don't consider pizza fast food, because if I got to wait for it for 45 minutes, that's not fast.
That's not fast, yeah.
So pizza really is, like, when I pig out, I'll pig out on pizza now for the last year or two. So as far as fast food, maybe I'll go to a fast food restaurant maybe once every 2-3 months. So really? Wow. Like in the last year, 2 years.
I'm going when I leave here right now.
Yeah. But
I'm going to drive to Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. But I don't see the big deal like about Chick-fil-A. I just don't see the big deal to
Chick-fil-A. All right, man. Voice, send your emails to woobro@narysigns.com.
I don't see the big deal.
Send all your hate mail.
So why?
There's going to be like a Chick-fil-A jihad. There's going to be like a...
Chick-fil-A bitches.
Yeah, they're going to be like... So la 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 Chick-fil-A. Actually, that goes contrary to them. There would be the Christian. What is the Christian equivalent to that?
I don't know. I don't know what crazy evangelical Christians say.
Well, it's the God hates fags people.
Yeah, it's a crazy evangelical Christians. I'm not that dude.
I know you're not that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what they say. Is my point. I don't know what the fuck they say.
I guess.
Anyways,
this is me rabble rousing. I try to throw so many words to piss you off.
Rabble rousing. I don't even know what that word is. Is that a real word? Is it really? Like, I don't know. I've never even heard of that. all right. Whatever. So the Heat won. We're gonna sign off now. The Heat won. And
LeBron MVP.
LeBron MVP.
Shutting everybody up.
Loving life. I got a tattoo last week.
You did?
I got a tattoo. Got my daughter's name on my inner arm. And here's the thing. This spot right here. See? Here's a tattoo there. It's still scabbing up.
It looks fresh.
Right. So
it's on your inner bicep, like in the inside of
your arm. On the inside. Yeah, inner arm. That's what I said.
Yeah.
So that spot, originally, I was like, just in this arm, I mean, I was going to put, per my wife's suggestion, I was going to put Tom and Jerry, like chasing each other, Tom and Jerry.
Right.
So then when I thought about getting my daughter's name, I'm like, where do I put it? And I go, it would actually be good here. And, you know, multiple reasons and there's meaning behind it and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So I'm like, I'll do it there. And then I'm looking at my other arm and I'm telling my tattoo artist, the same guy who's done the last four tattoos. I'm looking at him and I go, we'll do Tom and Jerry on the other arm, on the inside of the other arm, the same location, but the other arm, right? Because I got to. And
good for you.
And he goes, cool. And when he started doing the tattoo, now the inner arm is so fucking sensitive because
that's what you were getting at. I was gonna be like, that shit hurts like a bitch.
It sure hurts so much because that skin is so. For those of you who don't have tattoos, the skin is that it's all about nerve endings. That's what it is. So the skin that doesn't see sun, like if you do full body tans all the time, it will hurt less.
Yeah.
But
then it doesn't look as good
because it's the inner arm. Even if you tan, what are the chances that you fucking tan with your arms up above your head? Like you get
sunburned on your armpits.
Yeah, you get like literally. So it's such fresh skin because it's always up against my body.
You were probably
the pain. I don't make noise because you don't want to. First of all, you don't want to go to a tattoo. You don't want to get a tattoo.
You don't want to punk out in front of a tattoo artist.
Yeah, you don't want to punk out. One, two. He's actually a friend of mine now because he's done the last four tattoos, some of which I've done over 10 hours each. Right, so. One is a friend. Two, I go to him constantly, and if I were to make too much of a fuss, next time around he's that dude because we're friends. He'd be like, "Stop being you're not gonna be a bitch like the last time, right?" So I did the tattoo on my inner arm, and when he was done, I go, "Yeah, we're not gonna do Tom and Jerry on the other arm. We're fucking good." And he goes, "Dude, because it hurts so much, and it was only like an hour and a half." This one only lasted an hour and a half.
That looks great, by the way.
Thank you. It only lasted an hour and a half. And he said, because Tom and Jerry was going to take a few hours. And I go, fuck
no,
that.
Yeah. You're like, fuck that. Yeah, no.
Dude,
it was hurting me
up until yesterday. I got it on Wednesday. And up until Sunday night, it was still... Because you know what happens is even after the tattoo itself, because the tattoo, it hurt. But that's, you know, they're putting pressure on a needle.
Yeah.
And so the bruising that it would leave.
Oh, I know needles.
So I'm like, no, that's fucking a lot of... Because he had to lay on my arm. Like, my arm was stretched out like this. Yeah. And he would lay on it. So that's it would cause bruising. And it shit hurt even until Sunday. Now,
he had me all stretched out.
And he had to, like, grab my arm so that he could be comfortable enough to do it.
Yeah,
right? And it's just a very sensitive spot. So all those things combined, the perfect storm. I've never had any bruising.
Did you cry?
No.
No, not even a tear? No. Not the clenched up tear?
No. It's not the dentist, for God's sake. It's not the... I fucking shed a tear. Getting a cleaning. I got a... And it was one of those things where I didn't even know I was crying because she was wiping my drool, right? And then all of a sudden, with the same napkin, she fucking wiped my cheek. And I swear to you, I go, why... Am I drooling that? Did my drool go to my fucking cheek? And then that's when I realized I was crying. But that was one of those things where it was like, the body was like,
clenched up.
No, it's one of those things where like if somebody hits your nose, get watery. It was a physical reaction. I was like, I didn't cry out of like pain. It was crying out of, it was a physical reaction to it. So, no, I didn't cry at a tattoo. I've never cried at a tattoo. Get the fuck out of here.
So you got it's a lovely tattoo. Do you want to say his name on here?
Yeah, David Carbonell. He's if you follow me on Instagram, if you follow me on Twitter, he's on Twitter, he's on my Facebook. It's David Carbonell, CarBonell. He's a shit.
That's awesome.
He's fucking great.
If I get work done, I want to talk. I want
he's great. I'm going. He did my Superman. He did my Wolverine. He did the Joker. He did the Inside. He did. He's a shit. I don't go to anybody else.
Period. Awesome. He's really good.
So with that, I got compliments from my Superman. I get compliments nonstop.
No, like, your Superman's dope.
Eric Spears is like, dude, that coloring is fucking crazy good. So with that said, go check him out. He's in Broward, so it's a bit of a drive for me. But when I met him, he was right around the corner. And when he moved recently, he's like, hey, dude, I'm in a new shop in Broward. Without hesitation, I'm like, cool, man, I'll see you there in a couple of weeks when I go get my...
You follow your artist.
Yeah, where he goes, I go. So...
we should get him on.
I wanted to do the podcast with him, talking to him while he's tattooing me, but I was like, no, that's probably not a good idea. That was my idea. I was like, that's a cool idea in theory. In practice, I don't want him being distracted. Not that we... Because him and I talk anyways.
Right.
We were actually watching They Live. Because I brought it up, and his boss turned on They Live on the computer. There's the whole fucking movie on YouTube. The whole movie, not in clips. The whole movie in YouTube, and he put it on, and he was watching it above my shoulder while he was tattooing me.
That's funny, dude.
So it probably could have been done in an hour, but it took me an hour and a half. So,
blood, sweat, and tears.
Yeah. With that said, he's the one I go, hey, what do you think about Raising Arizona? And he goes, that fucking movie's the shit. And he went on and on. He started quoting me, and he started quoting the movie so much that it brought back memories. I'm like, oh, that was a good scene. That was, and then so he's one of the guys and his boss was the same thing. I go, yeah, because the guy I was talking to the podcast, and I explained to him the old school pick of the week, and he goes, dude, that's a great pick.
I fully agree with the fact that it's a good pick. I just don't like that movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're wrong, but it's fine. You're entitled to be wrong.
That's like my friend said. He's like, this is the first time I've ever heard a wrong opinion. All right. Good.
Well, remember you told me that about the way I eat my steak? I eat my steak medium
you're
well.
Wrong. You're totally
and you're like,
wrong.
And you're like, well, you're entitled to your opinion, but it's wrong. I
mean, it's totally wrong.
It's a wrong opinion. Never heard of a wrong opinion until now, but apparently it is.
It's wrong.
With that said, we're going to go ahead and let you guys go. It's been an hour and 48. Oh, shit. God, I'm talking about tattoos. Hopefully I get my next one soon, and I'm fucking pumped about my next one.
All right. Don't tell us what it is.
I'm not going to tell you what it is. But so see you guys later. Check us out. Subscribe to iTunes or to Stitcher. You can hear us on Stitcher, but subscribe to iTunes. Write a review. I don't give a shit what the review says. You know, just say
And if you retweet us, we'll love you forever.
Yeah, retweet us and copy. You know, if you sign up, if you subscribe on iTunes or you leave us a review, take a picture of it and then tweet us a picture, and then we'll retweet you guys. And we appreciate that. We follow back. So check us out on Twitter at Nary Signs, at Mike Mercadal, my website NaryScience.com or whatwashisname.com. So make sure you check us out because that's how winning is done.
For listening to What's Up Bro with Nary Signs and Mike Mercadal. Be sure to catch Nary this weekend at Captain Brian's Off the Hook Comedy Club in Marco Island, Florida, starting June 29th. And be sure to catch Mike this weekend on June 30th at Zookies 2 in Naples, Florida. Woo Bro is taking over the Florida Gulf Coast.